This is Michael Lombele, and I'm a elder candidate here at Emmanuel. I've been asked to answer a few questions just regarding my faith journey and my experience at Emmanuel. So first, just my faith journey. I was born in Grand Island, Nebraska in 1988, really born into a nominally Christian family. I have two older brothers who really, as I was growing up, were fairly rebellious, and I was kind of the good kid. I remember going to church occasionally when I was young, didn't really like it, especially when I was a young kid, but eventually was confirmed in the Methodist church. And honestly, to this day, don't really remember what I learned in confirmation. There wasn't an emphasis on really teaching the Bible at all. Growing up, just kind of in my middle school years, I think just an experience of not really wanting to be a weird Christian. My uncle was a pastor and they homeschooled their kids. And that was very strange to me. You know, listened to Christian music, tried to get me to do those things as well. And just saw those as pretty strange. I kind of encountered that strangeness kind of early in high school when I was on and off dating a girl and she broke up with me, saying that God did not want her to date me. And that was kind of an eye-opening experience, kind of firsthand encountering someone that took their faith seriously and that it was important to them. I do remember at some point in middle school, my dad, who I believe is a Christian, he attempted to share the gospel with me. And I remember him, the only thing I remember is him talking that you can become a Christian by just believing alone. And that didn't, at the time, make really any sense to me. It seemed a little silly. And so early on in high school, encountered this girl who was, I think, a real believer. And in one sense, to impress her and to pursue her, I started attending church with my grandma at the Methodist church. I think I did feel a sense of this is the right thing to do. This is the right path to be on. But didn't know the Bible, didn't know the gospel really at all. I was still kind of on and off seeing this girl, and we would attend her youth group at a conservative Lutheran church. And it's really my sophomore year in high school. And just during the course of that year, just things started to stir in me, especially kind of the winter of 2004. That was the year that the movie The Passion of the Christ came out. And there was so much hype about that movie, so many people talking about it, and it really started stirring in me, what is it about this Jesus that is so important that people would go to a movie to see this, his crucifixion graphically depicted? And it was around that time that it was actually that Ash Wednesday, I think the day the movie came out. We didn't go see it, but I went to an Ash Wednesday service at this Lutheran church, and I don't know if it was something the preacher said, but I remember being there, looking at the cross on the wall, and finally, for the first time, understanding, oh, when people say Jesus died for our sin, that means he took the penalty for my sin. When people would say that, I really didn't understand what it meant until that moment. And that's when I kind of ascribe the time of my salvation, where God really opened my eyes to the truth of the gospel. I really didn't know the Bible at all, so it's hard to pinpoint exactly when I was saved, but that kind of started a journey. Within that year, I think I read the entire Bible, a study Bible, and that really changed my life. I'm just learning God's word. Fairly soon after that, I was feeling kind of spiritually dry and went to a bookstore in my hometown and found a book called When I Don't Desire God by John Piper that kind of fit what I was feeling, and picked up that book, started reading it. And really, from that point on, my world was changed. That God really used that book and John Piper's ministry to really show me a depth of theology, a depth of the Christian life that I had not known. So I was reading John Piper books, even in study hall in my senior year in high school. And I think perhaps the most important thing I learned from those books was simply the way that he used the Bible, and everything he said was rooted in the authority of Scripture. That was deeply forming to me. It was really from there that I went on to go to college. I went to college in Nebraska and studied vocal performance. And at college, got involved with Campus Crusade. That was really just such a formative time in my life. It was really where I found deep Christian community that was just so impactful to my sanctification, was sharing the gospel. Kind of toward the end of my college years, I had a real struggle with doubt that I had to really work through, reading apologetics, and really found just a firm footing in the historical truth of the gospel. In 2012, I moved to Louisville to go to Southern Seminary. I think my first Sunday at Emmanuel was January 8th, 2012. On that day, I remember being in the congregation and I saw a girl named Emily Mortweet singing on stage. And I thought three things. I thought, she's really cute. She has a good voice. And I wonder if I'll marry her. And lo and behold, about a year later, we started dating and got married in 2014. We now have three sons. Ransom is 5. Ivor is 3. And Endeavor is 9 months. They're just the delight of my life. And it has been a journey to learn how to husband well and to parent well. So I came to Louisville in 2012. I've been at Emmanuel really since that first week. I was involved in Matthew DeLauder's gospel community group, and really in that experience, learned a new depth to Christian community. I went through the apprenticeship 2012 to 2015 and led a gospel community group until 2019. Unfortunately, a lot of those people have moved on from Emmanuel, which is really part of our experience here of really just creating deep community, but having to see people go. That is a common experience here, which is both a sorrow and a joy. Another question I've been asked to answer is, how have my family and I grown at Emmanuel? And literally, I have grown a family at Emmanuel that we met here and had 3 kids here, which has been a joy. So to answer that question, the impact of Emmanuel on our lives has been pervasive. Maybe a better question is, how have we not grown here? I think the growth in perseverance has been deep, just that the Lord has kept me in the faith through preaching, through singing, through seeing sufferers in our congregation singing, through contemplating my union with Christ at the Lord's Supper, through experiencing people massage the gospel into one's soul in GCG. Yeah, all of it has been incredibly impactful. I've grown in just the knowledge of God's word, in ministry, and in learning how to be a husband and a father. So all of those ways, I'm incredibly thankful to Emmanuel. I cannot enumerate the ways that I love Emmanuel, that Emmanuel seeks just to love Jesus and to grow in holiness. I think that is just a great mark of this body. I love Emmanuel's elders. I especially love, oddly enough, I've just been really shaped by Emmanuel's discipline and the difficult seasons that we've gone through as a church, and seeing the ways that the elders and the members care for people even through discipline. And that really is just the tip of the iceberg of how elders are counseling, members are ministering to one another. I think that love and care is something that is really just seen throughout Emmanuel. Another question is, in what ways has the Lord gifted me to serve as an elder? Which is an incredibly humbling question. I believe I meet the qualifications found in Scripture. Really, since early in my Christian life, God has given me a great desire to study His Word and to study theology. So I think I can offer just an ability to study different things in depth and really desire to minister the word on a real personal level through counseling. the last thing I'd like to share is just while contemplating these questions, have such a feeling of wishing that I was further along than I am. Wishing that I, even in Emmanuel, had grown more. And there's things I still struggle with. Things getting angry at my kids or frustrated at my wife or fearing man in certain circumstances. But even while being nominated as an elder, yeah, I have in no way arrived, but I press on to make it my own because Christ Jesus has made me his own. For that which I praise the Lord.